Especial desde el Corona Capital. Recuerden que el hashtag el día de hoy para que se comuniquen con nosotros es Convoy Chilango Capital, y como se los habíamos prometido, ya está con nosotros y es un gran honor tener a Lucy Dawkins. Lucy, welcome to Convoy.
Thank you.
Welcome to Mexico City. It's such a pleasure to have you here and to play in this incredible festival. I mean, this is a showcase for amazing talent, and great indie artists always find their home here, so I mean, it's just amazing to have you here.
Oh my God, thank you. Gracias. I'm happy to be here. Wait, estoy feliz estar aquí. Is that how you say it?
That's great Spanish.
Okay.
That was perfect. Is this your first time here in Mexico City or
it's
in Mexico?
It's my second time. I played this in 2019 and adored it. And I'm really happy to be back. My whole band is really excited.
The last year before the huge disaster,
I know,
that
yeah,
changed
it's like
everything.
One of the last memories of the olden times I have.
It's insane that we can actually think about something like that
before,
right?
Before and after, yeah, for the whole world.
And it looks like such a long time ago,
yeah, it's insane.
Right?
Yes. It's insane.
2019 sounds like so long ago, and it really isn't.
No.
I mean, you got a new band in the way, like in the years that passed since then to now. When you came here, you were just like playing by yourself, and then a lot of things happened. It's been a great couple of years for you.
Peaks and valleys like anyone. Yeah. But I can't complain about anything. I'm very happy I still get to do this.
I was reading a little bit about you, and I was very surprised and very proud that Rolling Stone has a list of great guitar players, and you're in that list.
I feel like that was a joke because I'm like not the best guitar player.
No, you are. But Rolling Stone is like this, you know, white guy thing going on.
I don't think they have much of a sense of humor.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it probably wasn't actually a joke. But like, for instance, like Julian Baker, who's in Boy Genius, is a much better guitarist than me and wasn't on the list.
Well, not according to Rolling Stone.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I have a style. We can at least say that.
That's what they said, that your guitar playing is as important as your voice.
Wow.
That's so that's great immense. Because the instrument is like a part of you that you really use it to go with the flow, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Thank you.
No, don't thank us. Thank Rolling Stone.
Oh yeah, I guess I'm thanking Rolling Stone.
I mean, they're the guys that are responsible for that.
Wow. Now I have to do really good today.
Nah, you don't. Just be yourself.
And you're gonna have like the best time of day. You know, the sun just going down, which works great. I think with your style, like kind of mellow, like very sundown kind of thing. I don't know. I think it's gonna be like great from the start, and then everything else is a bonus.
Wow, this helps.
Yeah?
I was, like, kind of nervous today.
It's
so
like a training session, like Eye of the Tiger kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's
like, you're like, you can do it, you can do it.
We were just listening to Ankles before, and our audience is a huge fan of you alone and Boy Genius as well. I mean, your projects have really, like, they found their home with our listeners, and I don't know exactly what it is, but it's sort of, your music has some sort of a calming presence. At least it works like that for me. Aww. Where does that come from, you think? How do you find that peace amongst the chaos?
I guess like anyone, I experience a lot of chaos, but when it comes to the music, that's like when I'm trying to find peace or understanding. So like, you're seeing that part of my mind. So if you're feeling that, that's great, because like that's also what I get from making music.
Okay.
More clarity and peace, and like I finally get to understand myself.
You have a lot of peace in you. I mean, you're sitting there and talking to us, and I feel like
very chill,
very calm, and very chill.
Yeah, really? Even with all of the multiple bands,
Jet is not
background.
Helping.
Uh-huh.
No, there. I mean, but
wait, is this Jenny Beth playing?
No,
this is Jet.
Jet? Oh, of course.
I got to hear that girl.
You say Jet, I hear Jenny Beth. That's
No.
She's actually playing much later tonight.
She is.
Yeah, she has
She's
a very
awesome.
Good spot.
I ran into her at the hotel. She's so cool.
How does that conversation work? Like, hi, Jenny Beth,
I
you weirdo.
I just raised my hand and I waved.
Uh-huh.
And then she could have walked away, but she came over and she was like, oh, Lucy, hi, you know.
Really?
That's really cool.
That's so cool.
I interviewed her a while ago for a magazine, and she was really nice. And I think I did such a crappy interview, and she was so patient with me.
I know.
She was like, she's intimidating a little bit, maybe.
Well, yeah, she has this kind presence. Of like do everything. Do
yeah, you? I saw her with Savages, yes. Her band, and she's a hell of a front woman.
Yeah,
I
mean, she'll go out in the crowd.
She was wearing like stilettos and jumping around, and I was like, how are your ankles like working around this?
Amazing.
It was incredible.
Yeah, you have to train for things like that.
I think
like
so. An athlete. Yeah, like a Mick Jagger kind of workout.
Do you know that there's a lot of people that like pop stars will jog in heels and sing at the same time
to practice
train for their shows?
Mick Jagger, I can see Mick Jagger doing that.
But in heels?
In heels.
Maybe.
Yeah, why not?
Boots
of course
something.
He wears heels sometimes. He probably wears them better than me.
Totally.
Any day.
Totally. You have a brand new album that just came out. How is that going on? Are you going to play something from that record tonight?
Yeah, from Forever is a Feeling?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would say most of the songs probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
But, it feels good to play them. They're very... I wanted to write, like, kind of, like, happy songs, which are kind of hard to do. If you ask, like, any musician, it's, like, way easier to talk about when you're sad and angry and upset. And
like, heartbreak.
You feel terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really wanted to write some songs that, like, were still, like, deep and satisfying, but, like, you know, felt good to actually play. So they do the trick.
Right. Your mom is a musician. Your dad's a graphic designer. How does that work in your music, in your life, in your shows, in your albums?
I guess.
And your signature. I also saw your signature.
Yeah.
It's great.
You know,
it's really cool.
I have this like crazy signature because my dad told me you never sign something with what you sign checks with, or like someone's gonna steal your identity. So he actually like made me really scared as a kid.
But he was like a visionary. That sounds like such a 2000s piece of advice.
I know. So I like it, but also like I was doing it before anyone ever wanted my signature, just because
that is so cool because security.
Yes, for security. Yeah, it's a fear-based signature.
I love that.
But yeah, I guess growing up, my mom's an elementary school music teacher, so there was music in the house always. And then my dad, does graphic design, so he would teach me about different, like different materials and like color theory. So
fonts.
I use all of those things.
How about
all the time.
Comic Sans?
Fonts.
Papyrus.
You do not.
The two best fonts.
What, papyrus? Is it the other
one? He studied graphic design when you had to buy a font shipped to you in a box.
No way.
Yes.
He was one of three people at his school in Mississippi, and when they'd get a new font, and they'd all take it out and like play with it, and so a lot has changed for him.
And for everybody else, I think that sounds like prehistoric.
Absolutely. Just having to like letter by letter like feed it into a
But I love this. I love this this background story because it kind of adds up to you as an artist. I think like in your way of growing up, like surrounded by art forms, very different ones. I mean, it adds up, I'm guessing. Like to what you are now.
It adds up to me.
Yeah.
I'm just like interested in everything, basically. Like I know music is like what people know me for, but personally, like I just like a lot of things because I was encouraged to at a young age. Everyone should do this with their kids.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because all these disciplines help you out in whatever you're doing.
Yeah, and it helps you be respectful of the people you hire to work with you. Like, oh, okay, I understand that this takes effort or this takes thought, and you can like collaborate in a better way, which like I'm constantly collaborating with other people.
So that's a Lucy tip, and Lucy's dad tip is just do a signature that nobody's gonna ever be able to copy.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's none of those like squiggle lines.
No, not squiggle lines. Yeah. Like, please. I think those are great like closing messages. Mm-hmm. And we wish you an amazing show. I think Olga is giving us like an evil eye.
Cool.
I think she wants to take you away from us.
Never an evil eye from Olga, are you kidding?
Never an evil eye from Olga. She's the sweetest.
Yeah. Cool.
But it's been lovely talking to you, and
thank
have
you
a
very
great
much.
Show.
Yeah, gracias.
Come again. We'll be
I
really glad to have you.
Anytime.
And have a good festival.
Well, thank you. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Lucy. Pues ahí estuvo Lucy Dacus. Muchas gracias por haber estado con nosotros.
Sí,
esto es Convoy en Chilango. Nosotros vamos rapidísimo y regresamos con... Bueno, vamos con algo de Lucy, se llama Ankles, y regresamos.
What if we don't touch?